and this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Hopefully everybody is healthy in body and mind and spirit, because we're going to need it. So this goes out to Boudelier's Point, to the Fattle family. And just in case someone's listening in Seaside, for you too, Midwood alum. We got a full show here on Arts Live and Local. And I'm going to start out with some music from one of our newer local, I would call it local, Skamakaway is definitely local in my book, the Skamakaway Swamp Opera. They've got a concert coming up this Sunday. It's a benefit for the PAC. The Partners for the PAC are Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin. It's a 2 o'clock concert, and it is going to be fabulous. These are all inveterate musicians, and you've heard some of them in other bands. But right now, let's listen to their new album. Thanks so much for being here, folks, on Arts Live and Local with Carol at Coast Community Radio, February 3rd, 2017.
Moonlights and meadows and skipping.
Yeah, that is the Skamakaway Swamp Opera. And folks, ooh, let's bring her all the way down. It's so fun, though. If you want to know how to spell Skamaka, well, the way is kind of a little off because it's spelled like a wa. But it's all those short syllables like Hawaiian or Swahili. And maybe it's an Indian name, probably. But my guests are not. They're much easier. I have in front of me Eric Friend. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Eric, have you been on KMUN before?
I've been on Jim Roberts' show with Kylene and Jillian, and we've played some Skamakaway Swamp Opera live here, and also with the Cliffs of Cathlamet, which is a side project with some of the same band members.
I love these guys. They do so all this local stuff. Actually, Jim did a show on Tuesday, and he played a bunch of your music from your area, which was delightful. And Kylene Austin. Hi, Kylene.
Hey, Carol. Thanks for having us back.
You bet. And I don't have to ask Kylene because she's been with me on the radio, so I know she's been here before. And then we have Sandy, who is not playing any of the instruments. Are you, Sandy? Oh, well. But we love you anyway. And because you're, what are you doing with this concert?
What am I doing with this group?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm their groupie. people who hear them just want to just cuddle up and say, sing that again. So I've heard two of their concerts, and I realized that, you know, they just needed more exposure, and so we're doing this concert Sunday at the PAC. And by the way, you've probably heard in the last couple of weeks about alternative facts. Well, Sunday's going to be alternative entertainment because, as we know, the Super Bowl is on. But some of us would really like to hear some really great music. So come to the PAC at 2 on Sunday.
I love it. That's great. Well, you know, it's really kind of funny because I had to look up and see what sport Super Bowl was. That's how informed I am. But yeah, I can't imagine those being in competition. So I think that's a great idea. And you did. I remember when you first contacted me, you said people on the Washington side know all these musicians and their groups, but not so much the folks in Astoria. And I thought, is that true? Because Willapa Hills has...
Was a former group of Andrews, that's right.
Yeah, and played here on a regular, it seemed like to me anyway. Maybe it's just because it was so good. I figured that they'd played here a lot. But we are delightful to help introduce folks. Jim doing his part, obviously, and today. And the concert is indeed, what Sandy Nielsen is telling you, is indeed the best thing to do is come on Sunday. Performing Arts Center is on 16th and Franklin. And you can get your tickets at the door. And remember, it is a benefit for the PAC. We're trying to keep that beautiful building alive. You know, in these days, in all days, the arts save lives.
And Carol, Andrew wants this to be a concert where families are
welcome.
Yes. So kids under 12 are free.
Whoa.
And he's hoping there will be dancing in the aisles.
Why not? There's plenty of space. And the two folks that are sort of standing in the wings, Megan and, get ready for this name, folks, Birdie Featherfriend. And there's Birdie right now. I think she's napping a bit. She's a birdie and a pussycat. It's all at one time, and she's one of their favorite fans, I suspect. Sandy is another one, and a lot of the rest of the folks, too. So we just heard one tune. Tell us about that.
Well, that song was called Acres of Old, and it started out as a melody that had bounced around in my head for a while, and I played it for Jillian, and one summer day, we sat around at my place and came up with some lyrics for it and then brought it to the rest of the band. And I think we all liked it. Everyone had something to contribute and add to that song and make it bigger and better than it could have ever been by itself. And
well, you just answered my next question is, apropos of what you're saying, is how does the music for this band get built? Does everybody, I know you write, Kylene, so.
Yeah, we all have crafted the originals, and then we take the covers and the standards, and then we just make our own out of them, do our own unique arrangements of it, pick out our own harmonies and
when you
instrumentation.
Say, each one of you is entitled to do that, and then just give each other feedback. Whoa. Yeah. What? I think there used to be a word for this, something like democracy or something. I think I remember it from old days, but what a wonderful way, a very organic way. Now, who are you, Eric? Have you been there for a long time?
Well, I've lived in the woods in Wakayakum County for about, this will be 6 years now. I bought some land, had to get away from the city because I just wanted to live in a treehouse, and got my land and built a little house after I lived in a teepee for a while. And and now we're just off-grid, living on solar with a hydroelectric generator. And
nice.
We have chickens running around free range and a dog. And
and did you play music all this time?
Not as much as I do now. I think Andrew, who is not here right now, but he could see that I needed...
Hi, Andrew. We're thinking of you. Go on.
We are. I think he could tell that I needed a mandolin. So one day he said, here, learn to play it.
Wait a second. Did you play any instrument before that?
Guitar, piano, I sang.
Oh, you did? Okay. So he knew there was some promise there.
Yep, he knew he can play some strings. Let's try a different set of strings.
Right. And something we might be able to use in our local scene. Yeah.
Fuse it into the rest of the group.
And were you writing music already at that time?
Not at the level that I am today.
Nice. Great. So, Kylene, some people here don't know you, even though a lot of us have been following you and listening to your music and playing your music. What's your background, both in Wakayakum County and also in the music world?
Well, I've been singing since I could open my mouth. I sung before I talked.
beautiful.
And did a lot of musical theater as a teenager, community theater where I grew up, and then got one of my bachelor's in opera because I wanted a music degree, and my instrument was my voice. And then after that, I got into the blues and into rock and had bands in the Bay Area where I'm from originally. And when I came here, I...
How did you end up in the Bay Area? I know people ask me all the time, so now I get to ask you.
Yeah, I came...
Skamakaway is... Wakayakum County is sort of out there.
Yeah, I had some friends of... relative who needed a house sitter on Puget Island.
Ah.
And I needed to finish my first solo album, and I thought, what a great place to write it. And so I spent a couple of months here, and that was all she wrote. And I moved here about a year later.
Well, I remember that because that's when you came in the first time, is when you were only here for a short time.
Yeah.
And then you left. And then, how did that happen? She's here. I thought she was gone, and I didn't.
Y'all just kept pulling me back in, and I stayed.
Wonderful. Do you ever get an opportunity to sing opera?
Actually, I do. We did a 2 years ago, almost exactly. We did an operatic concert in Skamakaway in the old steamboat landing in the great room, the ballroom there. And it was such a hit that a group of folks in Kathlamet are hosting a house concert that's already pretty much full, where we'll be doing more opera instrumental pieces.
Who else sings opera?
Which is just me.
Okay, I was thinking.
And then Andrew backs me up on the cello. Yes, okay. And last time I had a pianist, and this time it'll be Andrew and Jeffrey Reynolds.
Lovely. And you're talking classical opera.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Ooh, Puccini. Foray.
I think... I think we should. Oh,
we do actually have. Is it on this CD?
Not on this CD.
Oh, it's on your. Yeah. What's the story? This.
So the group has done a couple of different programs that we do throughout the season for Columbia River Kayaking. And they're theme-based, so songs of place, like Willapa Hills stuff, and then another program that's River Songs.
Is that like the Kathlamet versus, what's that?
Yep, we do the, between Kathlamet and Skamakaway.
Oh, God, that song is funny. Yeah, go ahead.
And so some of the songs that are on the album that are coming up are, again, our own arrangements of those other songs and our own. And then just other songs that we also did a 200-year history of pop music concert a little over a year ago.
Yep.
And so we went through the decades and again did our own arrangements of popular songs and
lovely.
Liked some of those so much that we put some of those on the album. So it's going to be an eclectic album,
so
to be sure.
So how long has this group been playing? That's Andrew Emlyn, kayaker. And not here, but somewhat the instigator and also a cellist, and you could hear that on the last piece, and Eric Friend, whom we've been talking to, who's mandolin. And do you still do percussion as well?
Yep, I play a bucket in this band.
All right.
So we get a nice
gut
folky,
bucket.
Stompy feel with the bucket and the tambourine.
Great, wonderful. I remember one concert Andrew did somewhere with... I don't know which group. It wasn't this one because it was longer ago. And there was, I think he had built a rack, mm-hmm. and there were like 10, 15 instruments hanging there. And
we still use that.
You do. Okay, folks. Let me tell you, this is not to be missed. And then Kylene, whom you just heard from. And where did Jillian come from? Has she been around for a while?
Well, Jillian moved here from the Bay Area, I believe.
Awesome.
And
okay.
She's a singer and a musician at heart and has been making waves in the community and showing that she's one of our county's top musicians.
Oh, and, right. And she's a dress-up artist. I saw in the picture.
She likes to make sure that everybody looks good when we perform.
Oh, she dresses you guys, too. Oh,
we couldn't do it without her.
Oh, how great.
I
love
couldn't.
It. That's delightful. Absolutely. So it's real showtime. So this is the Skamakaway Swamp Opera. Okay, so we know why Skamakaway, and we know why the opera, and swamp is because that's where you live, or
there's
there
one
meaning?
Of the largest Sitka spruce swamps in that area,
okay.
in the area near the Elokamon River and across from our kayak shop. And so we didn't have a name yet, and they asked us our name, and
oh wow!
I think somebody said, "Well, I don't know, it's Skamakaway Swamp," and then somebody said opera, and went, "That's it."
It's a great sound. Do you? What was the thing about the kayak? Who actually? Is that a group thing? Or?
Yeah, there's an outfitter called Columbia River Kayaking at a Skamakaway. It's been there almost 20 years.
That's not Ginny Callahan.
Yes, that's Ginny and Andrew and
okay.
Several other guide owners.
Okay.
It's a cooperative.
Ginny
that
is a former KMUN programmer.
Yeah.
She did a literary, wonderful show that we miss. But.
She's also my farm mate.
Okay. Yeah, this is quite the group. I think you'll enjoy them very much, as well as the music, which is just exciting. When do you expect the album to come out?
We're shooting for April 1st. No fooling.
This time. Okay. Sandy, what do you think?
Oh, I think this is going to be a great Sunday afternoon. I can hardly wait.
Yeah. And I am so delighted that you have engineered this, brought them over to Astoria.
My pleasure.
Definitely worthy of exposing the community to the band and the band to the community. The Skamakaway Swamp Opera at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria. That's the Clatsop College Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin. Concert starts at 2 p.m. That's this Sunday, the 5th of February. Hard to believe it's already that late, but it is. And just show up. Get your ticket at the door, support good music, having fun, and also community through the Performing Arts Center. So, yeah, let's go ahead and put on, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to put on your number six. What is that? Tell us what it is.
Number six is called Winter Wind. It's a song that I wrote, and it's actually on my second solo CD. But we were playing around with it as a band, and I had an idea that it would sound neat to have each of us take a part of it. Because a lot of our arrangements have all of our voices on it, and that's, I think, when we're just the most powerful. And so this is a new arrangement of my song.
Wonderful. Congratulations to all of you. It's fantastic. This Sunday, folks, 2 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Let's keep listening.
And leave my heart to love again.
Little bird, take this love away from me. Little bird, a love I should no longer feel. Take this lover's heart and fly and give it to your heart's desire.
The Skamakaway Swamp Opera. And you'll hear more of them on Tuesday on the Folk Show, because I am going to play some more of those songs. The album isn't out yet, so folks listening, you have had the, you probably get more opportunities, but maybe the only opportunity to catch this album before it is out on the town. Well, my next guests are, they're musical in heart, but I'm not sure either of them is, neither of them is shaking their heads yes or no, so I'm not sure whether they play any instruments.
Major Carol, a piano major in college.
You were actually a piano major?
I was a piano major. I switched to art my junior year. But yeah, piano is a huge part of my life for years and years.
I had no idea. See, it all goes together. That was the voice of Kristen Schock, which you might recognize because she's one of our regulars. She is the full-time faculty in the art department at Clatsop Community College. And she is also the founder of the Au Naturel Art in the 21st Century. And she's going to tell us how well I know. I think it's the 11th.
It is the 11th.
Yeah,
year.
I went back to try to figure that out. That's fantastic. And my other guest today is Robert Paulman. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Karen.
And Robert has been on the show before too, because he is one of our fine local artists. Not here as long as Kristen, and neither of them here as long as I've been around, but they're both here now, and that's what we care about, because we are very happy when creative people move to this area and decide this is a place they want to make home. So Kristen came in what year?
I came in 2004.
2004, and so it wasn't long after, to teach at the college.
To teach, right. My job brought me here.
Okay, so that was painting, drawing, and design.
Design,
okay,
yes.
Now, when did you start Au Naturel?
Well, a couple years later.
Just 2 years later?
A couple years later, yes.
Good for you, because I remember it was a little shaky at first. Not the exhibit, not the artists, but some of the folks in the outside
world. Well,
you
know, to put on an international show, it's a big thing, and not everybody was convinced we could pull it off.
Boy, did we pull it off. It's just amazing. What do you have in this show this year? Do you have art from all over the world, or is it?
Well, it was open. Of course, it's an international call we put out every year to artists from all over the world. And so we had submissions from, of course, all across the country, as well as Canada, France, Germany, Portugal, Taiwan.
Wow.
We did have one piece from overseas selected. We have an artist from France. It's a tapestry.
Okay.
I'm really excited about that piece, yes.
Yeah, that's exciting to have a tapestry from France, too, as in Gobelin and all of that. But it's also rollable, probably.
Actually, surprisingly, I expected it to be rolled when she shipped it, but it wasn't. She has it mounted and stretched, kind of like a canvas. So
I find it phenomenal to be shipping things overseas. It's expensive, and I don't know, it's not always trustworthy just because it gets handled so
much.
And
she sent it through just the mail because it was cheaper than sending it UPS or one of the other
carriers.
Is
she coming to the opening?
Oh, I wish, but no, she can't make
She
it.
Sent the art. She couldn't bring
she
herself.
She sent the art.
It was one
so
or the
we're
other.
Grateful for that, yes.
That's wonderful. And Robert, have you, Robert Paulman, have you been in Au Naturel in past years?
No, I have not. I submitted, but, you know, it's the up to the whim of the judge to decide who gets in. So,
Who is the judge this year?
The judge this year was Daniel Duford. Really excited to have him. I've been thinking about inviting him for quite a while, and so this year I was so excited that he accepted.
Tell us about him.
The judge. So he is actually a visiting professor at Reed College, and I actually have taken a class from him. It was a graphic novels class I took together with my colleague Candace Watkins, and we taught a course together.
Right.
So he's amazing. He's so articulate, so thoughtful. So I'm really thrilled that he'll be coming on Thursday to share his thoughts about
Let's let folks know the truth is that this show is actually already up.
It's up on the walls. It's been up for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, I was planning on coming, but changing a headlight turned into a 2.5-hour job. So I never made it to the college. I would much rather have been seeing art, but the opening, the reception, is on the 9th of February. So that is a week from last night, basically. It's this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. at the college. These are always open to everyone and, of course, free to the public. So, Robert, was there something different about what you submitted, or was it just the judge?
I think what happened this year is I decided to focus a little bit more on the figurative paintings. What happens is the deadline usually creeps up on me. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got a month to get something ready.
Right.
And that usually doesn't work out very well because you're not putting your best work out trying to do something deliberately on a short term for a show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can take some time and really work through some of the problems and issues that figure drawing and figure painting can put on put on you. It's much more, it makes much more sense.
So you did this over the year?
Oh, yeah. I had several different models in my studio, and then one woman in particular, Brittany Rich, was just wonderful. She was my Friday person, mm-hmm. and she would just come every Friday. She wasn't working, and she would, that was her day off, and she would spend the morning at my studio, and we would work on different things, whether in some cases it was portraits and other times figurative stuff, depending on how warm or cool the studio was. But she gave me a tremendous amount of time. It was really delightful.
Yeah, that's a very important part of this whole area. Have you done much? I'm just trying to think. I know I'm familiar with a lot of your work, but I'm just trying to think back now. Had you done much with the human figure before?
My training at the Art Students League and National Academy in New York, it's portrait and figurative study, kind of based in more of a European vein, where you really break everything down academically and work that way. But it had been years since I really focused on it.
Could you explain that a little bit more?
It's a more disciplined approach to the figure, where you're really working on the anatomy and working on strong value studies or light and dark studies in drawing, and then working on a particular color palette to bring the figure to life on the canvas. And so we did that a lot. My teachers, I was really blessed to have worked with Daniel Green and Harvey Dinnerstein and Ron Scherer, and then eventually Bert Silverman, and the three of them. Ron Scherer is like my age, mm-hmm. and we had been in the same art school together a couple of years apart in New Jersey prior to that. But the other three gentlemen are kind of icons in the in the realist world today. They're all well into their 80s and just phenomenal painters and really well respected, and they had to kind of fight through the abstract expressionist period to get any kind of education and continue on through what at the time was being an illustrator, which is at the time, and to be an illustrator, you were kind of a lowly artist. Mm-hmm. You weren't really respected very much, but they were tremendous and still are and still painting today.
Well, apropos of what you just said, though, in terms of breaking through whatever was going on in the art world, I think that's partly what has happened with this show in this area. Now, in other parts of the world, perhaps this kind of work has been done all along. But certainly here, and maybe in the United States, you can tell us, Kristen, is this a revitalization, a renewal, or is it just that you started this thing and people, when they saw it, said, yes, thank you.
Well, you know, it's cyclical. And I feel so lucky because I always felt drawn to the figure myself in my career, in my own work, in my teaching. And that was really my focus. And that's why I was brought here to my position, because we had such a strong figurative tradition at our art department, which Roy Garrison and Royal Nebuchadnezzar had been, which founded from the very, very beginning. So I felt so lucky to be a part of that. And I felt like this show would be an extension of really continuing that tradition.
And it definitely spoke to the artists and to the audience. Robert, how does it work? Since you've been, I presume, an independent painter for a long time, does that mean that you enter shows all the time, or you try to get in?
Well, yeah, you
do.
You do submit. You see a show in a different area. It doesn't even necessarily have to be just a figurative show.
Yeah,
but a realist. With a realist bent on it, you try to kind of look at the judge a little bit,
because
that can have a lot to do with whether it's even worth it. They may be someone who's a curator at a museum that pretty much focuses, or a gallery that focuses more on abstract work. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of pick and choose a little bit, but it's a crapshoot basically. You just hope that you're going to appeal to them. and that the quality of the work you're doing is going to be good enough.
Well, congratulations. This is great.
Yeah, it was really, I was really happy.
A virgin nude. Wait, no. an au naturel virgin. How's that?
I love
and, it. And Robert is not a kid either. So there.
Well, and if I could just say, I'd love to encourage artists out there to not ever get discouraged, whether it's submitting to the Au Naturel or other competitions. I mean, we all have so many rejections, and just to be determined not to give up.
Right.
For our show, we do have a different judge every year. So each year, there's a completely different perspective. In fact, we have a beautiful painting that was accepted into this year's show that was actually rejected last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Please continue to persevere.
That's a perfect example because it's the same piece of art. And
the
I know you've said this in the past, that because there have been other folks who, yes, one year, no, the next year, yes. So it really so much depends on the juror and also what else comes in. I'm looking forward to it. How many pieces will be in the show?
We have, I believe it's 52, but this year is very, very different. It's about the same number of pieces, but Daniel this year, he actually chose multiple pieces by fewer artists. So we actually have two or three pieces. We only have 38 artists in the show, which typically we have 50-some.
Right.
So that's a little bit different take.
Pieces selected blind?
They were blind.
Right. But you can tell that it's by the same artist if you're a professional.
Right. I'm sure he could tell for the most part because most of the work that he chose multiples of, you can see a connection.
They're related. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Kristen Schock and Robert Pohlman from the 11th annual Au Naturel Nude in the 21st Century. It is there. It is up at the college right now. If you're visiting or you won't be here on the 9th, don't wait. Just get on up there. And then come on over for the reception if you're in town, because the receptions are always delightful. Many of the artists, maybe not from France, but many of the artists do show up. Robert,
one of our artists is coming all the way from Michigan.
Okay.
He might be coming from the furthest away, but we'll find out on Thursday night.
That's substantial.
Yes.
Yeah, I've so enjoyed those gatherings. And the judge again is
Daniel Duford. He is visiting professor of art at Reed College. And I should mention, too, that after the reception, we have a little gathering down at Carruthers. So those are always a lot of fun. Everyone's invited to join us.
Hang
out with the artists. And
yeah, it's great because everybody just sits down and visits. And the out-of-towners appreciate it a lot, too, which is great. So, okay, anything else we need to know?
Well, one thing I like to always mention is over the past 40 years or so, I've watched realism take a greater foothold, and I like to call it the new modern.
Ah, I like that.
Because it's really changing the face of art, I think, in the country and in the world. There's more and more ateliers that and representational art schools all across the country and around the world.
Focusing.
Keep watch.
Good, good. And here we are right here in Astoria. Thanks so much for coming in.
I had one other last thing, too. I'd love to encourage all of you who come up to see the show, and the show will be up a good long time through March 17th. Please vote for your favorite piece. We will be counting all the ballots at the close of the show, and so you can be part of selecting the People's Choice Award.
Great. Now, it sounds like a long time when she says it, March 17th, but you know what? Time
goes
quickly, and we're all so busy doing something positive in this world. So get on over there. Thank you so much, Kristen Schock, director of the Clatsop Community College Art Gallery and on the faculty, and Robert Pohlman. Robert, what material do you use in your paintings?
I'm an oil painter.
Always.
I'm branching out into casein a little bit these days, though, and sketch with watercolor, but oil is my principal medium.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
And we have some live music coming in. You might have even heard a little of it in the background. So do stay tuned And first, I want to play you a little bit of music from the California Guitar Trio, because they are going to be at the Liberty Theater the same night as the art opening. So you can go to the art opening and then head on over to the Liberty. Coast Community Radio.
Thank you.
is the California Guitar Trio, and they are going to be at the Liberty. That's Portland Rain, what we just heard. Thank you to Jennifer for cutting that for me. And they're going to be at the Liberty Theater this Thursday night. Yes, the same night as the art opening. So really and truly, you can do both. Not only that, but if you're really skillful, here's what you can do. You go to the opening. It starts at 6. You even eat some of the goodies. You look at the fabulous art. Remember, it's going to be up through March, so you can go back. Go and hear this gorgeous California Guitar Trio. Then you can head over right across the street from the Liberty is Carruthers, where the reception for the art show is happening. So you can join everybody and they'll never know you were gone. Hey, we know how to take advantage of these things. And the way we take advantage of some of our local and regional artists is what you're going to hear right now. And that is, I have in the studio with me Mary Flower and Spud Siegel. And here's your big chance right now. It's 4:15 now. Start getting in the mood, because tonight they are going to be playing at Gala, which is 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria between 10th and 11th, and which is a lovely, intimate space. And if you don't know either of these artists, I don't know how that's possible, but I know it happens. Spud, of course, has been here, right here in Astoria, or was here, and is still back and forth a lot for, well, if I knew how old he was, I could tell you, because I remember when he was 18.
30 years,
okay. 15. And then Mary Flower, however, has not lived in Astoria, although she has played here. Mary, where are you?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
You're in Portland, Oregon.
That was the last 13 years.
And you've been rocking the scene there.
I don't know about that, but I got to travel. I rock my own scene, try to.
So what, well, you're sitting here with a very lovely guitar and a mandolin. Of course, the mandolin is in Spud's hand. We would know that. And what are we going to, I would love it if you would just play some music first and then we
we'll
can
do
talk.
That.
Okay.
We'll do that.
What would you? What are you going
to
do?
Well, I'd like to do a song that I wrote years ago, actually, sort of around the 9/11 time.
Oh yeah,
it's popular again. If you just wait, it'll come around again. You know, so
I can imagine.
There's one called "The River of Joy." Can you hear everything there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see. River of joy, and I fell down on my knees. But it's been a long, long time. I've not fallen far from grace. I'm doing the best I can, but I need a helping hand these days. These days, the world's all rough and tumble these days. Give me strength lest I stumble now. Take my hand, touch my soul, wash my fears away. 'Cause I need a helping hand these days. Thank you. darkness in this land tonight. Trouble out on the sea, and there's a great unrest in the folks I meet, a great unrest in me. I'm not much for going to church, but I know you can hear me pray that I need a helping hand these days. The world's all rough and tumble these days. Give me strength lest I stumble. Take my hand, touch my soul, wash my fears away. I need a helping hand. Yes, I need a helping hand these days.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And very relevant. Yeah. Yeah. Very relevant. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Now, I have one of your albums here. Mary Flower Bridges.
I have a few. Since then.
That's the most recent one, I think. This is 2009. This may be the only one that we have.
It's, oh, geez.
It's a beautiful cover, I must say.
Thank you. We'll have to remedy that.
Okay. Okay, because...
Yeah, you are on that one.
You are.
We could just play the album.
Well, we will, but not today. I got you here live. So, but I want to let folks know, here's some of the things that others say about Mary Flower. Now, don't blush too much, but I've got from Downbeat Magazine, a world-class fingerstyle guitarist and lap slide player.
I paid him.
Do you still play lap slide?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's part of what I do.
Okay, great. And from Acoustic Guitar Magazine, there are few musicians in the genre bringing as much creative spark and low-key mojo, I'm not sure what that is, the low-key part of the mojo, to this century-old music. That's from Acoustic Guitar. And Peninsula Arts Center, which is featuring Mary tomorrow night, I believe.
Yes.
Also... reminds us that she's among the finest blues players anywhere. Now, have you, is obviously that's your, that's what you're presenting. Do you do other kinds of folk music as well, a lap steel, whatever?
You know, I get put in the blues box, but I'm more finger style. I'm sort of wider than that. And I just wrote a song that's sort of Chet Atkins-y. So anything that really... it interests me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. And I play in a band with Spud. They're called the Barbecue Boys.
Yeah.
They're a tuba player. We got tuba.
Oh, nice.
Fiddle, violin, mandolin.
Are you the only non-boy?
I am.
Okay.
I'm a barbecue girl. And it's quite a band. And we get in, you know, we do jug band and swing and just all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's what I remembered of you before. That's why I was kind of surprised to see. It sounded like only blues, and
well,
I thought,
It's not only blues.
Clearly.
No, but that's something I do like to play. So,
and you've been playing music forever?
Since I was about 11.
Mm-hmm. Guitar?
Started on ukulele, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, well, I didn't go very far with it.
No,
I begged for a guitar.
I was surprised because nowadays, ukulele is all over the place.
It's huge.
Huge, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Steve and Kate help that along, too,
yes,
don't
they? Yeah, they sure do.
And it's great because it is an accessible instrument with the four strings. But I wasn't aware that I didn't know that people were picking it up as youngsters.
Well, my sister brought one home from college. I remember that. And that was the first stringed instrument I'd had. And it was the only way I could channel having a good ear because the piano I could do a little bit. But I really wanted to be a guitar player. So I begged and begged and begged till I got one.
And do you remember why? What?
Well, it was just because I had a good ear and I knew I could do stuff on it.
What year-ish was this?
It was in the 60s. Oh, well, late 50s, early 60s, maybe something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So guitar was definitely on the scene.
It was happening.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Yeah.
Spud, you play about 15 instruments. We used to joke that you came out of your mother's womb with, I can't remember what it was, but at least a few. Yeah, your poor mom. I don't know how she coped with it, but you definitely, yeah. But when you play with the Barbecue Boys and girl, and accompany Mary now. It's all mandolin?
Yes.
Okay. No keyboard, no horns.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not yeah. just mandolin. Yeah. Just, and we, I sing along with the group.
Right. Well, it's interesting because a lot of people play different instruments, but what's always impressed me with you is that the instruments you play are completely different in some ways, like the horn.
Yeah. The piano.
Piano and stuff. Yeah. So. Okay. Can we get another tune
sure.
out of you? Okay, folks, let's remember this is tonight. What time? Did I write
8
this?
O'clock?
I think we're starting at 8 o'clock. Yeah. There's been...
get over to Gala before 8 or at 8 and prepare to have a wonderful evening with Mary Flower and Peter Spud Siegel, my guests here on Coast Community Radio.
Hometown boy returns.
Yes.
Big star, welcome. Here's a song of mine called The Ruckus Rag.
Music is wonderful, and I'm going to let them keep playing, but I'm going to have to bring it down because we're almost at the end of the show. This is fabulous. Folks, come tonight to the to Gala, 8 o'clock, for some more Mary Flower and Spud Siegel, and Mary's going to be over at the Peninsula Arts Center tomorrow. Keep playing. I'm loving this. I do want to let you know really fast that also tonight at the Hoffman, from 2 to 4, they have Pat Laird and Linda Peterson. You missed it today, but every Friday. Tomorrow, Norman Baker is going to be, oh God, that was so gorgeous. But yeah, we are out of time, but I'm going to quickly just tell you that Norman Baker is playing at the Southwestern tomorrow night. And if you listen between noon and 2 o'clock, you will hear him on Crossroads, Seaside Art Walk, Gearhart Trails End, Seaside Library with Carolyn Wood, Sweet Basil, Adams and Costello. They were here the other day. And more and more and more. Fort George, Kendra McKinley, and Liberty Barefoot in the Park on Sunday afternoon. And don't forget Skamakaway Swamp Opera, 2 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Rick's Poetry Tuesday night. Don't forget that either. Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Folks, don't sit on your butt. It's time to get up and move. Thank you.